It's the 24th of July. Sorry we missed yesterday's dispatch. We couldn't get enough satellite coverage to get out of the valley we were in, which was the Aldersu Valley, a beautiful glacial valley near the ridge crest of the main Caucasus range. It's one of my favorite places in the world. We love to come up here and camp. We did so last night, left the comforts of our lodge behind for just one night, and we had a beautiful camp in a meadow we call the Green Hotel. We watched deer grazing on the ridge above us, and Lenya, our cook, our mountain cook, and the woman who will cook for us up on Elbrus, prepared a wonderful borscht, that classic Russian soup for us. This morning we had our first glacier day. We got up at 4 a.m., and we moved up through the Aldersu Glacier and began climbing quite early. One thing that was on our mind, Dee Goen had been talking the whole trip, and he was talking this morning about the fact that it was he and Corinne's birth anniversary, and that the 11th anniversary, actually, and that's a real special day for him, and I have to comment that Corinne and, the kids have been so supportive for Dee climbing with me a lot over the last couple of years. The adventures and challenges he shared with Berg Adventures have been wonderful, and we're thinking about his family back home. We climbed today to a really unique and special place. We went up to the very ridge crest of the Caucasus at 12,000 feet. We put on our crampons, climbed up the glacier, eventually roped up, and we're up on a col or a small pass in a really spectacular place today. Patrick made the comment, you know, we are going back to the hotel tonight, and Patrick made the comment in the blustery weather up there that this was going to be a three-scoop night once we get back down to the valley in the hotel. What he meant by that was we take saunas every night after our days in the mountains, and it's a really hot sauna. And when you start pouring the steam on the rocks, three scoops has been about as much as any of us could take. But in the cold, blustery wind all day today, we're all thinking when we do finally get back down to the valley, it's going to be a relaxing three-scoop night in the sauna. Tomorrow we'll be heading up on the slopes of Elbrus. I'll tell you more about that part of the adventure when it comes closer. Right now we're going to head out the valley, and we'll be